Hi, I'm sorry about that. I'm not too sure what happened then.
No,
just to give you the heads up, with you having some sort of terminal illnesses, we will be able to put your case through for a fast track for you, which
okay.
just means that we will be able to pay you within a 6-month time frame instead of a 12-month time frame. So
okay.
I will make sure I get your case submitted for you right away. Now, before
right.
I go any further, I just want to reassure you, do not worry thinking you are going to have to build evidence or prove any of this did happen to you, because we already
yeah.
have the account. We can locate your account, so do not worry. What
okay.
you say is what you're paid out on.
Okay.
Now, each claim is different. Each individual claim will average to around about £48,000. That's what you should be looking
okay.
at. Of course, you can be looking at a bit more than that. Now, I understand no money will take away what you've had to deal with. But if it is an option, we will reassure you to get you the most money back possible for some sort of justice, okay?
Okay.
Now, can I ask you, do you know where you was living before you was placed into care, or the area at least, darling?
I was living in, what was that? I was in Glasgow. I've moved since
Glasgow,
then.
No problem. That's fine. And I'm assuming that the care authority that you was cared under at the time, so when you was popped into care, it would have been Glasgow Care System, most likely.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I was in and out, and in and out.
Bless you. And do you know why you was placed into care?
Because my mum was an alcoholic.
Let me get that here. Mum was an alcoholic. And was it just you that was placed into care, or did you have siblings that was placed into care?
Siblings.
How
my
many
sister.
Siblings did you have?
Just one.
Just one. And what was her name?
Dawn Scott.
Dawn Scott. And do you still have a relationship with her at the moment?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No problem. So what I will do anyway after this call is I will always add you onto WhatsApp. So over the next few weeks, if you want to track your claim or if there's anything you forgot to mention, you've
yeah.
always got contact there where you can call through to me. If your sister wants to look into this, she can always drop me a message or you can send me her number and
she's
I can give her a call.
She was a baby. She ended up with her grandparents.
You were the baby at the time.
Yeah, yeah, she was
I'm
a baby at the time,
it.
So.
How old was you when you were taken into care?
The first time, I think I was 11.
11 years old.
Yeah.
And where was it that you were placed? Do you know what care home they sent you to?
I was in a few.
Where was the
was
first one
few,
that you remember?
Right, the first one, I don't actually... It wasn't the first one.
Was it like
one.
An assessment centre?
No, do you know, it's been that long, I can't really
Don't
remember.
Don't worry, you just
the
remember
first,
any of the names that you can.
Right, Fairfield, that was one that I was in.
Fairfield?
Yeah, yeah, that was one that I was in.
Yep.
And then, I think it's called Kensington.
Kensington, I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, and then
Don't
I can't
really
remember which
that.
Of the ones,
You've got
yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it was Kensington. It was a way out of the way in the middle of nowhere. I remember that one. Well, I don't remember
what about
it.
Nazareth
I don't...
House, have you ever heard about that?
Nazareth, yes, I was in Nazareth House, I'm sure of it.
What?
That's. Yeah, I'm sure
Nazareth
I was in Nazareth House, yeah.
Not a problem. Is there anywhere else that you can remember?
Not really. I used to stay with foster parents in...
Don't worry, we'll get you the car.
Yeah, yeah, I can't actually see that's the thing. I've been to so many different ones.
Foster parents. So many different ones. Doesn't remember all the names of care homes as she has since young. That's not a problem because we will crush your records anyway. So this is just to get a brief description of what you've had to deal with. And of
yeah.
course, we will locate where you was placed. So do not worry there whatsoever.
Okay,
now, can I ask
awesome.
You, what I do actually need from yourself, darling, is a details for a next of kin. So anybody who, if anything was to happen to you whilst this was going
yeah.
through, you would be happy for them to get the money?
Yeah, definitely.
Who is it that you would like me to use for that for you?
Gordon Burns.
Who was it? Have you got a daughter or have you got any children?
Yeah, Gordon, yeah, my son. Yeah, Gordon.
Fine. And is he your partner?
No, he's my son.
Perfect. And what's his mobile number? Perfect.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm asking. Gordon!
Don't worry, yeah,
what's your phone number? What's your phone number? Just give me a minute. Give me a phone number. I'm on the phone to the claims thingy for when I was in care. And what it's telling me is I need an extra pin, so you're my next pin.
Did you want me to explain it? Do you want me?
07355987834.
07355, was that?
07355. 07355987834.
987?
837.
And he happens to be the next of kin, is that correct?
Yeah, he is my next of kin, yeah.
Perfect, no problem there whatsoever. Perfect, that's not an issue there. Now, in regards to yourself, what I am going to do for you is I'm going to take as much information as I possibly can regarding your time in care. Now,
yeah,
the reason why this is very important is this is the only thing which we need from you to actually get you paid out. Now, what I would advise you is don't hold back on anything. Of course, I understand it is a very stressful and unfortunate situation.
Yeah.
But once this is done, this will get you the justice that you require.
Right.
Now, all that we need to know is basically, I'll go from the get-go just to help you and talk you through it. From your first memories of being sent into care, what is it that you remember?
Not being treated very nice.
Do you remember being on your own, lonely, scared?
Yeah, all that. Yeah, I was very, very emotional and very upset and just didn't do well there.
She was never comforted within the assessment centre memory. Once she was out of the assessment centre, and of course she was very scared and things like that,
yeah.
Where is it that you was placed? Is that when you was then placed into, if you remember correctly, was that Fairfield Care Home?
No, I was placed somewhere before that. But I just can't remember where it was. That's the thing. It was a way out.
Don't worry. Sorry.
It was a way out in the middle of nowhere.
Care home. And was that far away from where you were?
From where I was living. Well, yeah, where my mum was living, yeah.
The middle. Middle of nowhere, no problem. And while she was in this property, don't worry about the name, because like I said, we can help you locate the accounts. But where is it? What has happened while she was here? Do you remember them being next to you, picking at you?
Yeah, I had staff picking on me. I had kids picking on me. I got bullied. I had a bad time.
And how would they do that? What would they do to you?
Push me around, pull my hair, kick me. I had some kid bite me once and took a big chunk out of my arm.
Once you was moved from here, where was you then placed? Is that then when you was then placed into the care home of Fairfield Care Home?
No, I was about 13, 14 when I went to Fairfield Care Home. I can't remember what the first one was, the thing. But as you said, you better find that out.
So after you was placed in the one that was out of the way?
Yeah.
Don't worry, yeah, we'll be able to find that, don't worry. So after you was in this property where you said you didn't know where you was, it was out in the nowhere, where
yeah.
was you placed after there? Do you remember? Or was you placed in another care home that you don't remember?
I was, yeah, I was. I've been placed in quite a few, actually, so I can't actually remember them all. I only remember certain ones that stuff happened in, you know what I mean?
Don't worry. That obviously affected to them. Yeah, that's fine. So I'm going to get that noted here for you. She was in a few care homes over time where you don't remember the names of them because she was very young. You just remember of how you was treated in them places and what they would do to you. Of care homes. What she remembers vivid memories of them. Get that on here for and then of course as she got older in care around 13 years old she remembers. So what I've done for the meantime is I've just made them aware that while she was younger, you was placed in and out of various care homes and foster care, where you weren't aware of where you was actually placed, but you just remember very bad memories from that, and you do remember the times that they would hit and bully you. Now, I have made it very clear how you was feeling while she was in them places. What I do need to ask you is, since you have been old enough, so around 13 years of age, and you do remember the places that you was, I'm going to start with Fairfield Place. What was it like while she was there?
Oh, well, it wasn't very nice. The kids picked on me because I had buck teeth. Staff didn't like me because I had mental health problems. Plus, self-harm. So that was a lot of stuff that was going on at the time and all. And it all started actually from being in care.
I'm sorry to hear that. No support. Which turned her into one. Do you remember any staff members' names at all from Fairfield Place?
No, not really, no. The staff weren't very nice to me. I had one that constantly picked on me. I think her name was Sheila.
She was called.
Sheila or Sarah or something.
No problem, that's fine. Thank you so much for that information. And in regards to while she was here as well, can I ask you, did they ever use anything on you such as punishment? Did they lock you away at all? Did they let you see your siblings?
No. They used to keep me in a separate room from everybody else.
Keep her in a separate room from everybody else. And did they use anything as punishments here, like the cane or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I used to get the belt quite often.
After you was then, did you ever remember any sexual abuse or anything like that
when
you was placed?
Yeah, I did, but I just kind of like keep that blocked out of my way. No, that one in Fairfield, I think that was in Kensington? No, I can't remember. Sorry, say that again.
Don't worry. I'll help you get the addresses. I'll help you get the addresses, so do not worry. So you just remember it being called Kensington. And whilst she was here, this is where the sexual abuse started. And I'm so sorry that you have to go over this. Was it by staff members or was that by other children?
It was both, actually. There were some older boys. And then there was a staff member.
And do you remember what he was called or the staff member was called at all?
Jason, I think.
Jason?
Yeah, Jason. It kind of sticks in my head.
Sorry to make you go over there. And if you refused, or if you was to say, if you was to try and call out for help or anything like that, what would the punishments be?
I'd get slapped.
She would.
Yeah, I also got told a few things that if I ever told anybody, they were going to kill my mum and that.
So sorry, she was told. Whilst she was here as well, do you ever remember them being physical abusive to you in Kensington Care Home? Would they, again, use the bell or the cane or anything like that?
No, they had their own way of punishment. You get locked in a little cupboard. You didn't get fed. You didn't get fed, you didn't get waters, you didn't, you got slapped, you got your belt, and then you got put into this little corner, this little cupboard.
The cupboard was in a corner. Let me get that here for you. I'm so sorry to hear that you have to go through this. Was in a corner. Corner. Did you ever try escaping from here or anything like this?
Yeah, did I run away? Yeah. Just to be brought back again.
Yeah. Once you was then placed from Kensington Care Home and you went to Nazareth House, do you remember any abuse in Nazareth House?
Kids, yeah. Got
made. Do you remember some
one day.
Certain things happening in Nazareth House at all?
Yeah, I got stripped one day and
sorry
pushed around. Staff came in, weren't very happy about it. I got punished.
Was that my children or the staff? Oh, around other children, and the staff came in and how did they punish you for it? What did they do to you?
I got no dinner that night.
No. In regards to yourself, of course, people would usually have accidents whilst as being younger, or say wet the bed and things like that. Did that ever happen to you, where they'd then make you stay in the same clothing or stay in that bedding? Or
yeah.
Is it a case where you ever
no.
were physically
okay? I got punished for wetting the bed.
Do you remember any names that they would call you?
Oh, I got called loads of names because I had big buck teeth.
Whilst she was here, do you ever remember them hitting you with the cane or the belt?
No. I got slapped across the face a few times.
Thank you. After Nazareth, is there any other memories from Nazareth House that you would like me to get jotted down here for you?
Well, yeah, there is, but I don't really like remembering it.
Which is understandable, and again, like I say, you have given me a lot of information here, and I understand it as making you relive situations you don't want to do. Now, I will always add you onto WhatsApp anyway, so yeah. What you can do for me later on, if there's some things that you forget to mention, you can always bob me a message over, and I can add them for you anyway. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Just because the more information we get will help secure your account and your payments for you mostly. Now,
I know.
Nazareth House, when you were sent to foster parents, was you all right with the venue was placed with foster parents?
Yeah.
And while she was with the foster parents, was you still being abused at them times?
Well, by her son, yeah.
Physically. And do you remember their name at all?
Wait a minute. Kenneth, I think, isn't... No, that was the younger lad's name, Kenneth.
Was that their son?
Yeah, that was their son, yeah. He was the youngest one. I'm trying to remember the oldest one's name. Jonathan. Yeah, is it Jonathan? Yeah, I'm sure it's Jonathan.
Called Jonathan.
Yeah, Jonathan.
I remember. And is he the one that would abuse you?
Yes, he was, yeah.
And is he the one that would abuse
you? Is he the one that what, babe?
Let me get that here. And did he ever sexually assault you at all?
Yeah, he did, yeah. Yeah, he used to pick on me because I was so easy, you know what I mean? I was an easy target.
Target. Well, she was under the care of the foster homes. Did they give you proper food and clothing and things like that?
No, not really, no, because I used to end up going to bed half the time with no meal at all.
Allowed to happen. Also, it's of the time to bed with my... While she was under the care of the foster parents, did they ever hit you?
No, they never hit me, no. Just the son.
No problem. Foster parents would allow the... What would they do as punishments to foster parents? How would they punish you?
No, they were quite nice, Sam. They were nice. It was just a son that was a bit of an asshole. Sorry for swearing.
No problem. That's perfectly fine. Let me get here. So, throughout your whole time in care,
yeah.
Of course, you have lost the capacity, really, to have trust in people in care.
Yeah.
Has caused her very severe mental health conditions from feeling suicidal to still having effects this day. She suffers with schizophrenia and also very bad anxiety.
Yeah, I've got borderline personality disorder.
Mm-hmm. She feels like she has never, ever had any justice for any of this. She should. Now, what I'm going to do for you, darling, because you have given me enough information here, which is perfect, and it is the best way you could have possibly done this to make sure we can ensure you the best claim that we can possibly get. Now,
yeah.
As explained, we understand the claim is not just about the money, but if we can get you some money back, we will make sure we get you the top end of that. And again, each claim will average to a minimum of £48,000, so I can reassure you we will do our best we possibly can.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm going to do for you, Nicola, is I'm going to get your case submitted over for you right away today, where I'm going to get it sent over now. I'm
right.
also going to send you a document. It's been sent to your email. Will you just go in your emails form, please, darling?
Wait a minute.
Should be on your email saying MMA legal.
Wait a minute. I put all these passcodes in before you get anywhere.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same.
I'm not that one. Legal from MMA legal, yeah, I've got it.
Yeah, perfect. If you click on that for me, it should say signed document or view document.
Yeah.
And then if you can click that, it should then say proceed to document.
Right.
Perfect. So if you can click on proceed to document for me.
Yeah.
And then there'll be a little box of a red star next to it. You'll see a little box of a red star next to it. Can you click on that box for me?
Yeah. Come on.
And then it should come up with three little signatures. If you click on one of them and then the little tick box underneath it, please.
Right, okay. All right, but it's not letting me... Yeah, here we go.
And then you should it should say agree and accept.
Yeah.
Then it should say agree and accept.
Wait a minute. So many bits that say signature on it. Signature.
Yeah, if you click on the first one, because a lot of them are for the solicitor, so don't worry. Once
yeah.
you click on the first one, it should do the rest of them for you.
Yeah, I think it has, yeah. Right, finish.
And then if you press agree and continue. Perfect. Finish is the perfect button.
There. It just says finish.
Press finish for me.
That's it, yeah.
Now that's come back through, that's perfect. What I've also done for you, Nicola, is I have popped you a message over on WhatsApp. If you could just go onto WhatsApp for me.
Right, wait a minute. Where's WhatsApp? Yeah. I got it.
And what I need from you is a picture of your ID. So do you have a passport or a driver's license or even a bus passport?
Yeah, I've just got it right beside me because I've just come back.
Could you please send me a picture over of them? I've never been there. Me and my partner's looking to go there maybe in around April time for the first time. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, no, not really.
Was it really nice?
Time. It was a nice place, don't get me wrong, but there was too many old people for me.
Is it?
Right, I've got my passport.
Oh, yeah, she likes to have a little booger. Yes, please.
Right, wait a minute. There you go, I sent you it.
Perfect. And if you could also please send me a picture of a letter, any letter that's dated to you in the last 3 months. It can be any letter whatsoever.
Any letter? Right. Oh, now you're asking. Letters. Got a council letter, will that do?
Yeah, that'll be perfect.
Yeah, there you go. I sent you that.
Perfect. So that's everything that we've got from you, and that is going to be started for you right away. Like I said, we are going to fast track it. So that will be submitted for you today. If you need anything, you just pop me a message on WhatsApp. I'll be happy to give you a call back as soon as I have 2 minutes spare. And like I say, thank you so much for your time, because I do understand it's not nice that you have had to relive this situation today. All right, darling.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for your time, and I'll be in contact. Have a lovely rest of your day. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. Bye.